You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, let's talk about some things that can go wrong when a homeowner is replacing their HVA system. What are like the top three things that might be considered a mistake when somebody replaces an HVAC system?
One of the most common ones that we find is that contractors use a lot of rules of thumb.
Okay.
So how that transfers to the HVAC world is they might say, well, I normally figure about 600 BTUs per square foot. Or, you know, they might have a how much tonnage per so many square foot per 600 square foot, you know, one ton per 600 square foot, you know, or they might say, well, you know, generally speaking, the insulation value on that wall is going to be X because that's a good rule of thumb. They might say, well, generally we only have one, you know, return in a home. So that's a good rule of thumb for a home. When you're dealing with people's comfort, rules of thumbs aren't the best thing to do. Being more exact, doing a heat load calculation with the specific parameters of the home, that goes all the way down to which direction the home is facing, you know, which walls the windows are on, plugging in, you know, if there's shade on one side of the house or not, what type of insulation is there. If it's unfinished below or above, you know, these are all things that helps us understand how much heat loss and heat gain that a home has. And so it starts there, and then sizing the unit specifically to that load calculation that we've done is a really, really good start to do that. Next, we find that, you know, a lot of times ventilation, again, the same rules of thumb. You know, the ductwork isn't necessarily sized properly. That could be because the home wasn't built for a certain size or whatever it might be. But, you know, there's a certain amount of airflow that these pieces of equipment need to work properly. And so we see ventilation concerns quite frequently out there in the field.
And so ventilation meaning the ductwork of the system itself?
That's right. The, okay. The ductwork and the ductwork that moves the air, whether that be the return duct or the supply duct going to the different rooms.
Okay.
And then another thing that I would say is that, you know, just rules of thumb lead to, well, that's good enough. And, you know, understanding what the customer cares about the most. And if that's comfort, then we have to go down that road and make sure that we stay away from shortcuts or just going, well, that's probably be good enough. When you're replacing your HVAC system, it's pretty expensive. And the worst thing that you could do is spend a bunch of money and then be disappointed in the outcome. And, you know, I think that we are putting in, you know, as technology and energy guidelines get higher and higher, we're putting in high-tech equipment, and this equipment is having tighter and tighter and tighter tolerances. And, you know, longevity, if it's not installed properly, is going to definitely be sacrificed, or comfort is definitely going to be sacrificed. You know, and as things get tighter and tighter, as technology increases, the tolerances are tighter and tighter, and we have to pay attention to these common areas and good enough or rules of thumb or incorrect ductwork, they just don't work very well for return on investment to the homeowner.
You really need a custom solution. And I get it. Like, it's almost like going across a river where the average depth is 1 foot, right? Well, there may be a part of the river that's, you know, only 6 inches deep, but you might find a channel that's 10 feet deep, and you're in trouble when you count on an average to save your neck.
Absolutely.
And so your home might fit into the averages, but your home is going to be different from all the other homes. So doing a custom job is so important. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I hope that our listeners avoid the top three mistakes made when you replace your HVAC system. And if you're ready to replace yours, call Whistler Plumbing and Air, 540-483-9382. Thank you, James.